Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Republicans in Idaho and Missouri are weighing in on the race for the GOP presidential nomination today. Those two states are holding caucuses, and so is Michigan. But some Republicans are crying foul there, as Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports.
Former President Donald Trump will almost certainly win the caucuses. But Republicans here have something else to fight about. There's a bitter division over the removal of the last party chair following an 11-month tenure that was marked by infighting and broken finances. Now her supporters say they're being denied credentials. The new leadership says that's because they ignored registration deadlines.
They're playing games, and we've had enough. We're done.
That's Katie Niss, chair of the Grand Traverse County Republican Party. Her congressional district will convene its own caucus to select national convention delegates. There could be others. If their delegates aren't recognized, they could take their fight to the Republican National Committee. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
To California now, where a major snowstorm is pummeling the Sierra Nevada, including Lake Tahoe. Sophia Holm of member station KUNR reports that higher elevations could see as much as 12 feet of snow on the ground.
Snowplows are running up and down the streets at regular intervals, pushing snow into driveways as they pass. Chris Lewinsky and his wife, Kathy Ludwig, are experiencing their second winter in Tahoe. He says they're stocked up on food and equipment.
We've got a generator, so we're set. I mean, it's kind of nice having nowhere to go, and we really can't go anywhere.
The local hardware store says they have pretty much sold out of rechargeable lights, batteries, and propane heaters. A blizzard warning through Sunday morning covers a 300-mile stretch from north of Lake Tahoe to south of Yosemite National Park. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Holm in Reno.
Commander-in-Chief of Ukraine's armed forces, Alexander Nevsky, is signaling that he'll replace some commanders on the Eastern Front, saying after 3 days of work there, it has become clear why some brigades are managing to hold off Russian attacks while others are not. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt has more.
When President Zelensky sacked General Sirski's predecessor less than a month ago, he stressed the importance of his generals really knowing conditions on the front. General Sirski has been at the Eastern Front to try to stabilize it after the loss of Avdiivka and with Russian forces on the offensive. He said he'd change those commanders whose actions and commands threatened the lives of their subordinates. But he praised some brigades and promised, after listening to frontline units, to provide reserves, ammunition and expertise to back them up.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says three people were killed and eight others were injured today by a Russian drone that crashed into an apartment building in the port city of Odessa. You're listening to NPR News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is urging residents of the Texas Panhandle to remain vigilant this weekend, saying the fire potential remains enormous. The National Weather Service says conditions pose a significant wildfire threat. The forecast is calling for strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. Abbott says a preliminary assessment has found that up to 500 structures have been destroyed. Artists and celebrities continue to speak out about the crisis in the Middle East, and they continue to face repercussions for it. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Deborah Messing has faced criticism for her outspoken support of Israel. Euphoria star Hunter Schafer made headlines when she and others were arrested at a ceasefire rally. Susan Sarandon was dropped by her agents when she spoke out in support of Palestinians. At a recent rally in D.C., she said, "Being an artist is about imagining.
And if you imagine and then you empathize, how can you not identify with mothers whose children are being blown up? And it's just not right."
Melissa Barrera was dropped from the next Scream movie for her pro-Palestinian messages. She recently told the AP she would continue to speak out.
"I feel like I'm finally becoming who I'm supposed to be."
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Alaska's Iditarod sled dog race is getting underway this weekend. The official start is not until tomorrow, but mushers and their dogs will be lining up in Anchorage today for the ceremonial kickoff, an 11-mile course through the city. Timed competition begins tomorrow, with the winner expected to cross the finish line in Nome 8 or 9 days later. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.